First chunk of cash from the federal government's pot of $320 million for the province's offshore oil industry was announced yesterday. Husky Energy will get $41.5 million and will match that with an equal amount for a total of $83 million to support the West White Rose project while it stalled in 2021. Premier Fury summarizes how the money will be used.
I'm pleased to announce that Husky Energy will receive $41.5 million. In support to maintain jobs in the near term and move towards restarting the West White Rose in 2022. This $41.5 million in funding is half the total project costs, with the other half being contributed by Husky. This funding will allow Husky to undertake work in the province relating to the West White Rose project. This funding will mean jobs for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. The proposed work includes activities to keep the project in warm suspension and work to support restart of the project, such as topside fabrication, procurement, and subsea and marine operations. The project will provide employment for 169 people in this province in project management and engineering alone. It will also provide jobs for 162 tradespersons in Argentia and Marystown for a total of 331 people. 331 jobs for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians in the oil and gas industry. All of this work to be completed next year in 2021. The task force has provided recommendations on the eligibility parameters and priority criteria for the $320 million as well. They have recommended a two-stream approach. Stream one totals $288 million and targets operators of existing offshore installations. The remaining $32 million is allocated to stream two to support the service and supply community here in Newfoundland and Labrador. The provincial government has received funding proposals from all four project operators for Stream 1. Discussions between government and operators regarding these proposals are currently ongoing and active, and proposals continue to be assessed. Further projects are expected to be announced in the coming weeks. Stream 2 will be provided to applicants in response to government-issued, time-limited call for proposals. Further details on that will be available in the near future. I would like to thank the task force members for their commitment and drive to complete this work, and again, in such a timely, expedient fashion. Its recommendations will help establish key priorities to maximize employment for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians and support the recovery of our province's oil and gas industry during this troubled time. The government of Newfoundland and Labrador shares with the government of Canada's goals of environmental protection and reducing carbon emissions, including in the oil and gas sector. Supporting our offshore oil and gas industry is a way to ensure some of the lowest carbon footprint oil continues to be a part of the global energy mix. We're very lucky in this province to own such a valuable resource right now. Our province is uniquely positioned with low emission energy resources and a wealth of smart, creative people working hard to maximize both. We will continue to work for the benefit of our province, our oil and gas industry, and our people to help get our economy back on its feet and our residents back to work, with a cornerstone being that of oil and gas. We have a bright, prosperous future in Newfoundland and Labrador, and oil and gas is key to it.